Interlude. Nalal. A small town in the mountains, reduced to rubble. A wind whips up, and dry leaves scrape the road between bodies. The corpses are everywhere. Two stormtroopers across the street. Two soldiers from the New Republic slumped up against a burning house, the roof still smoldering. More down the lane, and more behind them. Mon Mothma walks among the wreckage, attendants on each side of her. Hostess Ige to her left, and Oxy Cray Corbin on her right, each serving the role of angel and demon on her shoulder. Though the role is never fixed, and one becomes the other depending on the situation. Behind them, four New Republic soldiers walking with blaster rifles at the ready.
This is the reality of war,
Mon Mothma thinks. It has to be over soon. It must be. Ending this conflict was priority one. Nalal was strategically insignificant. Here, a series of little mountain towns, with their little crooked mountain houses, and people who were Valdir shepherds, or artisans, or miners. But not far away was a small Imperial garrison, and when the Empire began to lose ground elsewhere, it tried to gain it on planets like Nalal, fallback positions. What was a small garrison became a large one, and then war came to these people. And now those people, or the people in this town at least, are either dead or have found their lives in ruins. It's as if Hostis hears her thoughts. As she walks, he strokes his long beard and makes a lot of hmms and ah sounds. Finally, he speaks, unprovoked, as he often does.
This is the price of war. It is not the New Republic's fault, Chancellor.
I've seen war, Mon Mothma says. I know its shape. I know its margins. But I'll never be comfortable with it. As some most certainly are, she thinks.
She walks among some villagers who have gathered along the length of a low rock wall. Two Republic soldiers ladle hot broth out of a pot and into cups for them. As she walks, Mon Mothma takes hands and shakes them, pressing a few credits into palms as she does, and saying a few small words of apology and gratitude. As they pass, she says,
It is our fault, and we must act that way to uphold our responsibilities. And it's why the war must stop soon. We cannot keep fighting it. We are not equipped to.
Hostis blusters and says,
That's hardly true. We're more equipped than ever, Chancellor. The Empire is waning, and the whole galaxy can sense it. We can barely contain the lineup of recruits willing to fight for us now that the conflict is more out in the open. We have more ships, more equipment, more weapons. The tide has turned, and...
I don't mean equipped in the literal sense, Hostis. I mean that this is not our heart. War is not a state of being. It is meant to be a temporary chaos between periods of peace. Some want it to be the course of things, a default fact of existence. But I will not let that be so.
Here, Oxy leans in, and the Togruta woman whispers,
Chancellor, just to be mindful, we will have to leave soon if we are to be home on Chandrilla in time for the Senate's first official day back. Yes, of course.
She stands in the middle of it all. The rubble. The bodies. In the distance, a wrecked Imperial AT-AT walker slumped forward like an animal with its neck broken. Not far from it, the crossfoils from an X-Wing fighter broken and burning on a mountain ledge. One street over, a lineup of Imperials bound in a cascading series of shackles, each connected to the other by a buzzing thread of electricity. The prisoners are marched forward toward a transport by New Republic troops. The chaos here flared up and is now dying down. The Imperial garrison is diminished. They fled into the mountains, pursued now by the New Republic soldiers. Nalal's time steeped in the boiling waters of war will be short, she thinks. Which is how it should be. though war leaves its scars no matter its duration. Nalal will not forget this day. To Hostis, Oxy says,
You do realize we are still going ahead with the relinquishment, yes?
What? You can't be serious.
To Mon Mothma, he says,
Chancellor, I beg of you. Now is not that time.
It is and must be that time,
she says, her voice quiet but firm.
Right now, I put my finger down anywhere on the star map, and our troops will go. They will fight. Some will die. That is my responsibility. But I do not want it. I never wanted it. The Charter of the Chancellor maintains the emergency powers granted by Palpatine, and they can persist no longer. They are a poison to democracy. They undercut my role.
As Hostis starts to stammer, she turns to him and takes his hands in hers. Mon Mothma says,
I am not a military leader, Hostis. I am the leader of the Senate. And if we're really going to attract more worlds and convince them to return to this process, it must not seem to be under threat.
But the army and the navy of the Republic...
will continue for a time, but not under my leadership. Rather, it will exist under the arrangement that already exists in practice, just not in law. I will be part of a council of wise voices who will determine the best course of action in terms of our military presence in this civil war.
She pauses to consider her next words.
It is vital we demilitarize our government so that a galactic war cannot happen like this again.
The wind whips up and lifts his wispy hair from his liver-spotted head.
We are not yet at that day. We must show military strength. If we project weakness, the Empire will capitalize on it. Giving the war over to the fickle vagaries of politics will slow our response time, weaken our resolve, and make us appear vulnerable. In part because we will be vulnerable.
Oxy offers a wry, knowing smile. She's enjoying this, isn't she?
Oh, it gets worse, Hostis. Tell him, Chancellor.
Mon Mothma sighs and says,
I will today put up a vote that resolves to cut our military presence by 90% once we are able to officially confirm an end to this war.
His face falls, eyes wide, mouth open, as if the old man is hoping to catch a winged meal of one of the orange-eyed deer flies that buzz around here.
You cannot be serious!
I'm quite serious. Look around you. The dead on our side are not proper soldiers. No matter how much we pretend they are, they're farmers and miners, pilots and smugglers, all drawn into this conflict against the greater evil of the Empire. Once our conflict is over, what do we say to them? Keep fighting for us? Against what? To what end? For what ideal?
For democracy, of course.
Democracy is not in need of defense. People are. And it's why we'll keep that 10%, a peacekeeping force. The rest of our efforts will go toward training the militaries of other worlds. We will be a true galactic alliance, and not a false one, with an authoritarian sun at its center.
Hostis scowls. Gravely, he says,
Then we shall see only endless war, Chancellor. Smaller armies just mean smaller civil wars all across the galaxy. It means oppression will grow like weeds, and we won't have the eyes or the control to stop it. In this time of upheaval, the galaxy will need law and order, and you will grant it only chaos. It is that vulnerability that caused the rise of the Empire in the first place. The people of the galaxy reaching out, looking for a central authority, desperate for protection.
It's Oxy who speaks up next. The woman is always wry, spunky, even a little venomous at times.
It sounds like you are on the wrong side of this conflict. I'm sure the Empire would be glad to have you, Hostis.
Why, How dare you?
Mon Mothma holds out both hands.
Stop, please. No bickering. Not like this. We must respect disagreement. That being said, Oxy has a point. We're not fighting the Empire just to become the Empire. This is not a power grab, and that's what I want to show the galaxy. I want them to know that we trust them, as the Republic has always trusted them. If we're going to ask anybody to fight for us, they need to know what they're fighting for, and they will fight for a unified, democratic galaxy. Not one that merely pretends to be, as it's squeezed tighter in an unyielding fist. We must yield. And to your comment about earlier history, we will put safeguards in place. We will move forward, smarter this time, more aware.
Chancellor,
Hostis says, but his plea dies in his mouth.
My mind is made up. It's why I brought you both here. I need you to see the bodies, the waste, the tragedy of war. I need you to see why we need to end it. I cannot ask our people to fight for this again and again. Not once the Empire is truly diminished.
Oxy nods and says,
It's time to go, Chancellor. History awaits.
Hostis says nothing further. He just screws up his face into an uncomfortable smile and offers a grim, placating nod.
Of course.
Thank you both,
Mon Mothma says. Together, they walk back through the debris of war. For it is time to return home. It is time to return democracy to the galaxy.